Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
Article 62, Victory Prayer for Our World Now. Our world is on the brink of a gigantic change. I don't need to tell you how it seems as though all things are reaching a dramatic high point. The outcome and wholesome direction for the future of our world is not only determined by a revelation of truth, but by what we do with the knowledge of the truth. We could voice and herald our message to the world, which must be done en masse. However, our effectiveness is first determined in serious prayer. Not just any kind of praying, but true intercessory prayer beginning in the courts of heaven to obtain the necessary court rulings, which could then be enforced on the battlefield where we demand the victory of a spiritual war Christ already won 2,000 years ago. You can agree with me and join in this powerful prayer. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And the next verse tells us not of something that is to happen sometime in the future. This was achieved in the first century during the great parousia, the presence, the coming, immediately after Christ's enthronement as King of Kings. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Prayer of Victory. Father, I praise you because you are a wonderful God and Father to us all. I thank you for the redemption we have in Christ. I thank you because you are not a God who sends terror or sickness to those whom you love, and you love all people. You are not a father who uses fear to force people into submission to you. Thank you, Father, that you are a God who loves us unconditionally. You have proven and demonstrated this love in your Son who died and eternally redeemed us, made us righteous, and set us free. If we struggle in life, you are with us to support us, to help us, to make us whole and guide us, and to provide for us. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit of grace and truth, who is the great teacher, opening the scriptures to us and revealing Christ in us. Thank you that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in us. Thank you that the same anointing that flows from Jesus as the head of the church flows through all of us, members of his body. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you guide us in prayer, whether we pray in the Spirit or pray with the understanding also. Thank you, Jesus, you came to earth as a man to destroy the works of Satan when you were made sin and carried the sin of the whole world to the grave. You removed Satan's armory, his ability to accuse us before God, and his ability to accuse God before us. The only reason Satan still manages to condemn and accuse is because so many still don't know this truth. Many still have no knowledge of the truth that Satan was condemned into exile and silence, and that you are a loving God and we are accepted in the Beloved. Jesus, once upon a time, Satan had a stronghold on the world during that age when you came to earth as a man. However, you came and bound, restricted the strong man, which was Satan, and spoiled his goods. We were those goods when once humanity was held captive in the prison of the condition and state of sin and death by deception, where Satan could easily present his accusations. You came and carried the nature of sin away, overcame death by your resurrection, redeemed us by your blood presented in the holy supreme courts of heaven. By your redeeming blood, heaven's court ruling decreed the eternal forgiveness of all humanity, whereby you stripped and disarmed Satan of his legal grounds to accuse us. Thank you, Jesus, even when Satan held rebel influence over the nations of the world, through the cross you removed sin and guilt was forgiven once for all. You rose from the dead holding the keys of death and Hades, and obtained all of God's authority over heaven and on earth. You are the true King of Kings and the only rightful ruler of the kingdoms of the world. Heaven's Supreme Court, Daniel 7, verse 9 and 10. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. O Ancient of Days, I appear before your throne of grace today, standing in Christ Jesus. When Christ died on the cross, I also died because I was in him. His blood was shed and is presented here in court, which established the new covenant of peace, where all my sin was forgiven and where I am cleansed of all unrighteousness. In his resurrection, I too was justified and made a new creation in him. The Lord Jesus is my righteousness, my sanctification, and my redemption. I stand here knowing that Jesus is my advocate. Jesus, you represent me in you before the Ancient of Days, before your Father and my Father also. O Ancient of Days, Yahweh, Judge of the universe, I know you will hear my case as I make my appeal in accordance with the new covenant of peace. In Christ Jesus, I ask that you consider my plea for all of humanity as the world is going through an intense transitional phase. The accuser of the brethren claims he has a legal hold on humanity because they have all sinned, no one being exempt, with no exception, no, not one. It is true that we all sinned, but the blood of Jesus secured our forgiveness. Father and Ancient of Days, I ask you to judge according to your new covenant in Christ And I know that you are faithful to the new covenant and uphold your righteousness accordingly, and that you have therefore decreed that we are all forgiven and made righteous in Christ. The accuser of the brethren claims he has a legal hold upon the masses of people and keep them enslaved because all of them, each by their own choice to one degree or another, consented to enter into contracts by yielding or agreeing with systems of this world, whether it be financial, political, or religious systems, which also have their ancient satanic roots. Satan raises the accusation that people have a free will and right to choose to consent and contract with these systems, and if by their own choice, then God cannot overrule their decision. However, I present my case that a contract is only valid if full and straightforward disclosure of terms and conditions was first provided. This was not provided. Satan used deception to trick people and only gave part disclosure of facts. If Satan only provided part disclosure, then the people do not have knowledge of the full terms and conditions. Therefore, the people could not give informed consent. And on that basis, I declare that these contracts are therefore nullified. Satan claims that because people enjoy the benefits of these contracts, then by their use of the benefits and privileges alone, they have consented and must therefore remain enjoined and enslaved to the contracts of these worldly systems. I state my case that had people been given full and complete, straightforward disclosure, that anyone with a reasonable, sound mind would never have agreed or consented to trade their own divine sovereignty in for limited privileges and benefits and enslavement. Therefore, as all these contracts are fraudulent and illegal and were only obtained by deception and trickery, they are nullified. And people must be given full and complete straightforward disclosure. As the full truth is revealed, everyone in this world must be allowed the opportunity to choose themselves either for their freedom and sovereignty in Christ or to be contracted into the system of this world and ultimately full enslavement unto Satan. Father, I believe that the large majority at the point of full disclosure and knowledge of the truth will choose their freedom and must therefore be set free from all the oppressive yokes Satan put on them. I further state that today's world systems of government, court, and banking contracts are set up under the International Foreign Corporate Maritime Law governance, overruling the sovereignty of our common law inalienable birthright. This system, being hundreds of years old as a surviving system from the Egyptian masters of slavery, and being thousands of years old going back to the Babylonian and Egyptian systems of the gods of the dead, was the serpent's idea from the beginning. This contract system, based on the creation of legal fictions of persons not really existing but symbolically dead, yet enslaved the unsuspecting real man and woman into endless debt to the master of that deceptive system. Father, I present my case today that this system is deceptive because full disclosure was never provided. Although mankind consented to trade their own dominion for the cheap privileges of this satanic system since the Garden of Eden, had they been provided with the whole truth, many would likely not have yielded their freedom. You did warn Adam and Eve that they would die should they eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but the serpent managed to deceive them. Father, I believe humanity has suffered enough. Your heart goes out to each and every person who has been a victim of this deception, even if they consented by choice. I ask that you reveal the full truth to every man, woman, and child in the earth, that they may recover their freedom, that mankind may finally render this contract system by deception nullified. I plead for full disclosure for the population of our world to comprehend the revelation of their redemption in Christ, and by the light of this revelation, they shall know the truth of all things. John chapter 20, verse 23, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Father, in Christ all people are forgiven. This is the new covenant of peace. Now you have given us, as believers, the responsibility to take up our duty as jury and judge evil as Jesus taught us to judge righteous judgment according to the new covenant. John chapter 7, verse 24. Father, as for those people in the world who knowingly set themselves out to maliciously cause harm to people, to humanity, and our world, and knowingly committed themselves to Satan and his cause, in the name of Jesus, I demand that their sins are retained with them. I ask that by your decree and court ruling, these people are restrained so that their freedom of choice to commit harm will no longer be able to infringe upon the many people who choose their freedom and the welfare of humanity. I ask that the sin of these evil people will magnetize and that their own wickedness return upon their own heads as per the law of sowing and reaping. Although according to the new covenant of peace, you do not punish them, by the same new covenant of peace, I ask that you intervene in our world to protect the majority of people who desire the welfare of all and our future generations. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. We, as the true church of Jesus, our King of Kings, in unison, deliver these people unto Satan, whom they deliberately wanted to serve. We deliver them for the destruction of their flesh, even though their spirits are saved. The day of the Lord Jesus quoted in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, came in the first century. However, because the sin of today's evil people is retained unto them, and their wickedness returns unto them, it will swiftly destroy them with their evil plans. Should they truly repent, Father, I know that forgiveness has already been provided in Christ. If they don't, their time must run out now to prevent further harm to this world, your creation, and your people. I ask that this is your court ruling today. I ask, O Ancient of Days, that this is recorded today and your ruling is now decreed. I ask that this decree will now go forth and is honored in all of heaven and earth by all creatures in heaven and earth, both celestial and human. I ask that your holy heavenly armies are deployed today to enforce this decree where spiritual forces of darkness have tried to resist this court order. Authority on earth. Father, we now have access to the name of Jesus, Yehoshua, name above all names, and your authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, over every evil spirit, and over all the dark power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Father, no matter how bad the situation looks in the world right now, where once upon a time there was much sin, your grace hyperabounds even more now. We believe you have been working throughout all of the Old Testament age, working all things together unto the revelation of the eternal new covenant of grace and peace, and that you are working towards an even greater revelation of your true gospel. Your loving glory and power is at work in people everywhere across the planet. Father, real authority comes from you only, and you have given it all to Christ, in whom we stand as more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have desperately worked hard over many, many years. You invested your deceptions and infiltrated the secular world, the political realm, the media and entertainment world, the corporate world, the organized church, and other organized religions. In the last several decades, you mobilized media to overload the minds of generations with beliefs about the last day's cataclysmic doom and gloom. You introduced a doctrine to the religious world which suggests that what is happening in our world is the so-called fulfillment of prophecy. You worked hard to move the nations towards the belief in a vision of an end-time planetary disaster producing fear. You knew that fear could bring the nations to their knees so they would willingly submit to those who are key players in your evil scheme. The indoctrination that caused many of God's people to believe and to confess the lie of the rise of a new world order with a leader whom you would incarnate as the fulfillment of biblical prophecy has come to an end. The people of God are waking up, and your smokescreen is fading fast. You will no longer hold rebel control over the nations. People are realizing that none of this is fulfillment of God's word. Satan, you are not going to be defeated. You were defeated more than 2,000 years ago. You were bound and restricted 2,000 years ago. Christ rose from the dead and returned for that generation of the first century to execute judgment according to the old Sinaitic covenant. It was then that Christ terminated the power of the law of sin and death in actual fulfillment of God's word and all prophecies. It was then you were completely disarmed, and you know it. You never held God's authority since you were cast out of heaven. You only tried to exercise rebel influence for as long as man was imprisoned to sin and death. Many people still don't know that truth, but they will. Since that day, you have not been the God or ruler of the air anymore. Since his resurrection, Christ forbade you any right to influence all the people in this planet. People generally don't know this yet and have been providing you with their consent, giving you opportunity to influence them and to wreak havoc in the earth. But you don't have the authority to do this. I plead upon the blood of Yehoshua, the blood of the eternal new covenant of forgiveness in Christ, in whom we stand. The blood of the new covenant by which you, Satan, were disarmed 2,000 years ago. You have no right of influence over the nations of the world anymore. You have no right over the minds of government leaders anymore. You have no right to use rebel rule over the media. You and your influence and dark power remain bound and forbidden from having that influence. In the name of Jesus, your demonic forces remain bound and forbidden to exercise influence over people's lives. In the name of Jesus, I command that the energy fields generated by the collective human consciousness of societies around the world, which hold an expectation of a last day's apocalypse and an unquestioning submission to totalitarian control regimes, collapses immediately. This is not fulfillment of God's word or prophecy. The smokescreen you put up to suggest that this current crisis or any future crisis is God's word in fulfillment is now identified for what it really is, a lie. God's last day's prophecies are not going to be fulfilled. They were fulfilled in the first century as Jesus and the apostles said it would. His prophecies were fulfilled, and his kingdom came and is here ruling from the heavenly realm, echoing in the heart of every man, woman, and child. The fact is, Satan, you have been exercising rebellion in Christ's kingdom. Christ is the only ruler of the nations. Jesus Christ rules by love, truth, and grace according to his new covenant order, and eventually every knee will willingly bow and every tongue will gladly give praise and thanks to him, for he alone is worthy. In the name of Jesus, as an ambassador of Christ's kingdom, and as I stand in the courtroom of heaven before the Ancient of Days, represented by Christ my advocate, I decree that the holy angelic armies of heaven, equipped and appointed for this task, continue to go forth over all the earth, securing people's deliverance from the power and influence of darkness, keeping forces of darkness restrained and subdued, even as Christ already bound and forbade them their influence in the world. Holy Father, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is speaking to people everywhere, including leaders of governments and nations, working in them to embrace the truth, convincing them of what is true, and helping them to embrace what you are saying to them about this crisis and any other crisis and how to practically manage them. I ask that those leaders, whether they are in the public eye or working from behind the scenes, who have hardened themselves against you and are intent on causing harm and injury to your people and this planet, will be removed from their position of influence with immediate effect and without delay. I ask that they will be exposed and held to account for the evil they committed. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your healing power going into hospitals and homes around the world and healing broken and sick bodies and restoring loved ones to their families. I thank you that you break down divisions by revealing how we are all one in Christ and unconditionally loved by God. That where there was anger and hatred towards people of other ethnicity or groups or different political or social persuasion, you are now working in the heart of each individual. We now know that the plan of the evil one and his agents was always to divide and conquer. I ask that you inspire every man, woman, and child with knowledge, wisdom, and courage to stand for the truth, to protect our freedom. I ask that all over the world you bring the people and nations together for opportunities towards healthy debate, transformation, forgiveness, reconciliation, and healing of the nations. In the name of Jesus, I declare COVID-19, economic breakdown, hatred and division, racism, corruption and political deception, misrepresentation in the media and all related falsehoods defeated. I declare that the kingdom of Yahweh and Yehoshua, Jesus the Christ and King of Kings, rules all the kingdoms and nations of the world. Father, I ask for your wisdom. We are learning so much about what has to change in this world. We must prioritize relationships and family, learn to develop healthier lifestyles, clean up pollution, and work hard to prevent it. We must root out attitudes of selfishness and greed and unconscious biases towards others. Most of all, we all need to become more established in the awareness of your amazing love towards us all. Thank you that you are leading us and showing us the way forward into a better future. In Jesus' name, amen.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.